Genesis chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. Let's hear God's word. This is the written account of Adam's line. When God created man, he made him in the likeness of God. He created them male and female and blessed them. And when they were created, he called them man. When Adam had lived 130 years, he had a son in his own likeness and his own image, and he named him Seth. After Seth was born, Adam lived 800 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Adam lived 930 years, and then he died. I'm going to keep on reading here for a little bit. When Seth had lived 105 years, he became the father of Enosh. And after he became the father of Enosh, Seth lived 807 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Seth lived 912 years, and then he died. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. O gracious and heavenly Father, we come before you. Your word is in our hearts, and we need that through your Holy Spirit, you would allow us to see Christ Jesus, that you would open up our eyes to Christ Jesus through the ministry of the Word. And it's in His name we pray. Amen. I think this probably applies to all of us, that when you were younger and you were in school, and the teacher repeats something, several times repeats the same thing, you better take notice. You better take notice because, one, it's the teacher saying, this is really important. That's why I'm repeating it. It's really important. But also, you better pay attention because, guess what? It's going to be on the test. That's right. Well, so it is with God. Anytime God speaks to us in His Word, we need to pay attention. Whether it's through the preaching of the Word or whether you're reading it, the Bible at home, you're being confronted with the Word of God, you better pay attention. But you better pay special attention to God's Word when the message is repeated. And especially when it's repeated, even in the same narrative. It's repeated over and over again. Therefore, the teacher, the Holy Spirit, must think this is very important. So you better pay attention. In our passage this morning, God repeats Himself, reminding us of the generation of Adam and their destiny. The repeated phrase is this: so-and-so lived so many years, and then he died. Adam lived 930 years, and then he died. Seth lived 912 years, and then he died. Enosh lived 905 years, and then he died. And so on and so on. The listing of the line, the lineage from which the Christ would eventually be born. We are told that those who came before lived so long and then they died. Thus you see the prominent theme of this portion of Scripture is the death of the saints. This repeated phrase occurs 8 times in the chapter. Thus, the predominant theme here is the death of those made in the image of God. God's threat of death upon the sinner, it's not empty, it's not hollow, but it makes us face the reality of those who have gone before us, and it makes us face the reality of our destiny. And it's also important to note that this scripture passage, when it speaks of those who are dying, is referring to the elect, the line from which the Christ would be born. Thus, death and the outworking of the curse are real for non-believers as well as for believers. But there is once again hope presented to us for those who trust in God's grace. And this hope is presented in the form of repeated material. And the first hope is that is presented to us comes from the creation order in itself. In verse 1, we are told of the creation of man. When God created man, he made him in the likeness of God. He created them male and female and blessed them. And when they were created, he called them man. What Moses wants to communicate here is that sin has affected everyone, believers and non-believers. The responsibility that God gave to man, though they are now sinful, their thinking is depraved now. They begin their thinking from a position of sinfulness instead of a position of God's word. But what Moses wants us to understand is they are still made in the image of God. They are still made in the image of God. God's original intention for man is not made null and void. Instead, the call of man to subdue the earth and to glorify Christ is still in effect. But something else is communicated in verse 3. When Adam had lived 130 years, he had a son in his own likeness and in his own image, and he named him Seth. The idea is that even though man is still in the image of God, he is now also in the image of sinful man. He is in the image of God, but now he's also in the image of sinful man. When Adam had lived 130 years, he had a son in his own likeness, in his own image, and he named him Seth. The sinful condition is passed on. Understand that you don't sin and then become a sinner. You might have heard that, but that's not true. That's not what the Bible says. You don't sin and then become a sinner. You have a condition of sin about you. You are already a sinner, thus you commit sin. The scriptures, King David wrote in the Psalms, "I am sinful from my mother's conception." While he was just a little peanut there in his mother's womb, before he had committed any kind of sin, and we know that he committed some grievous sins. He was a murderer, an adulterer. But before all that happened, he was a sinner in his mother's womb. He was already dead to sin. And then after he was born and began to get older, where he could use his arms and his legs and his eyes and his sarcastic mouth, just like our children, then he began to sin. Adam lived 130 years, and he had a son. And that son was in the image of God, but also in the image of sinful man. The scriptures, Paul writing to the Romans, says, "Sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way death came to all men, because all sinned." Though all people still retain the image of God, that image is scarred. It is like a crown of diamonds. Initially, there was this crown of diamonds, so to speak. But that crown has been yanked off of the king's head. He's still king, but he no longer has the diamonds. So it is with us. We are still made in the image of God. We were also made in the image of sinful man. And guess what? Just as Adam passed that sinful condition onto Seth, and Seth passed that sinful condition onto his children, you have passed that sinful condition unto your children. The reason your children sin is because of what you gave to them. Oh, they're held responsible. But the condition of sin you gave to them. I could go around the room and say, Donald, Dan, Larry, Roger, they lived so many years and then they died because they were sinners and they passed that sinful condition onto their children. You know, that's hard to take. But it's true. And so, because it is true, and because it's a difficult thing to think about, you need to run to Christ Jesus. Because even though he was in the lineage of Seth, Adam and Seth, and right on down, he did not sin. Because he was conceived by the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, Jesus did not have the condition of sin in order for him to sin. Peter did, James did, John did, the Apostle Paul did, all God's children do. But Jesus did not have that sinful condition because of Mary and the Holy Spirit conceiving, even in the womb, the person of Jesus Christ. Yet, because we are still made in the image of God, and even though that light does not shine brightly, it shines dimly, we are still made in the image of God. This is why man is basically religious. Though his sin will lead him to worship false gods, yet it is God's image in him that leads him to worship. He knows he's a sinful man, yet he knows I need to be worshiping a God. That God turns out to be different religions. Sometimes that God turns out to be himself. But the understanding of I need to worship is because he's made in the image of God. It is God's image in fallen man that leads man to desire justice in society. Who of us would not want justice in our courts? Not only Christian, but even non-Christians want justice in our courts. Why do people want justice It's because they're made in the image of God. It is God's image in sinful man that leads man to want to live in community instead of in isolation. Oh, you may like being by yourself for an hour or two. Maybe you can catch a nap. Maybe you can watch your TV, your favorite TV show. But you don't want to always be isolated. You don't want to be put in isolation in a jail where you cannot talk to anybody. Why is that? It's because you're made in the image of God. And God Himself talks to Himself. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. There is this rich relationship that has always existed. They love this community of three persons. And that desire to be in community with others is because we are made in the image of God. We like the idea of love, don't we? The song goes, all you need is what? Love. All you need is love. See, Christian and non-Christian celebrates the idea of love. Where does that come from? That comes from being made in the image of God. Because God Himself is in a community of love. The Apostle John says, God is love. The reason that you love your spouse or your children is because God is love. And that goes for believer as well as non-believer. We like to work, don't we? We just don't want to sit around and do nothing. We think work is important. You see, it's the image of God that leads man to work and have a vocation. Notice that in our passage that even though Seth is made in the image of God and in the image of man, God still calls them to subdue the earth, to work, to vocation. Don't just sit around doing nothing. God says, you got stuff to do. He's got stuff for us to do. And we enjoy work. We enjoy, I tell you, one of the best things in the world is to work at a job that you love. I love preaching and teaching God's word. I love it. And guess what? Y'all pay me to do it. But there have been times when I've been in the church that I didn't get paid for doing it. But I want to do it. I love it. Where does that come from? It comes from God. Being made in the image of God. As a matter of fact, Moses even writes here that they are still called upon to subdue the earth, to rule over it, and make production in the earth. So the importance of the scriptures repeating that man is made in the image of God is to give us hope that God has not abandoned us. It is to show that even though we are now depraved, yet there we still have hope in God, that God is going to take away our depravity. That's coming next week. So then what can we learn here? Well, because we are still made in the image of God, that tells us that we are to look for God's image in our home, in our marriage, in our business, in our schooling, in our church. We are made in the image of God as well as in the image of man. But God desires that His image be worshiped, that His image be respected and loved in each and every individual. The scriptures say, husbands, love your wives. Wives, respect your husbands. Children, obey your father and mother. Love your neighbors. Love your enemies. Why? Because even after the fall, we're still made in the image of God. Even after being made in the image of man, we're still made in the image of God. That unloving husband, that nagging wife, that cruel boss, that ungrateful child, they are all made in the image of God. And so, because they are made in the image of God, we are to love them. And because I understand why my son acts this way, therefore I can be patient praying to God as my son is being unfaithful. Because I recognize he is made in the image of God. He doesn't do everything I want him to do. But he's made in the image of God. Therefore, I need to respect the image of God that is upon him. Same way with that difficult husband or that difficult wife or that difficult boss. You know, when Christ comes to redeem us, we are told that we're going to be glorified. Guess what? When the Holy Spirit so works in us to glorify us, we will no longer have to deal with the image of man that we are made in, because we will be completely made into the image of Christ. The apostle says, I don't know what all we're going to be. I can't explain it all, but I can tell you this. When he returns, we will be like him. We will be holy. We will love as God loves us. Oh, friend, I know there are people in your life that are difficult to deal with, but they are made in the image of God. Therefore, submit yourselves to God himself, and he will empower you and give you wisdom to deal with those who are made in the image of man. Let's pray. Our gracious and heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus Christ and for your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for you have been good to us and you have blessed us in the heavenly realms with every blessing in and through your Son, Jesus Christ. Oh, Heavenly Father, give us grace that we recognize your image even in those who are difficult to deal with, but that we would recognize your image in them and that we would show forth the love of Christ. For it's in his name we pray. Amen. Let's close our worship this morning as we stand and sing hymn number 605, All the Way My Savior Leads Me. Let us stand.